Yes, Lord, I said, for want of anything else to say. Beorka tried to look modest. Alfred leaned forward, hid Thor's hammer behind my shirt, then laid a hand on my head. God's blessing on you, child, he said, and may his face shine upon you, and release you from your thraldom, and bring you into the blessed light of freedom. Amen, I said. They let me go then, and I went back to Ragnar. Hit me, I said. What? Thump me round the head. He glanced up and saw that Alfred was still watching me, so he cuffed me harder than I expected. I fell down, grinning. So, why did I just do that? Ragnar asked. Because I said you were cruel to me, I said, and beat me constantly. I knew that would amuse Ragnar, and it did. He hit me again just for luck. So, what did the bastards want? He asked. They want to ransom me, I said, so they can teach me to read and write and then make me into a priest. A priest? Like the squinty little bastard with the red hair? Just like him, Ragnar laughed. Maybe I should ransom you. It would be a punishment for telling lies about me. Please don't, I said fervently. And at that moment I wondered why I had ever wanted to go back to the English side. To exchange Ragnar's freedom for Alfred's earnest piety seemed a miserable fate to me. Besides, I was learning to despise the English. They would not fight. They prayed instead of sharpening their swords. And it was no wonder the Danes were taking their land. Alfred did offer to ransom me, but balked at Ragnar's price that was ludicrously high, though not nearly so steep as the price Ivar and Ubba extracted from Burgred. Mercia was to be swallowed. Burgred had no fire in his big belly, no desire to go on fighting the Danes, who got stronger as he grew weaker. Perhaps he was fooled by all those shields on Snottingham's walls. But he must have decided he could not beat the Danes, and instead he surrendered. It was not just our forces in Snottingham that persuaded him to do this. Other Danes were raiding across the Northumbrian border, ravaging Mercian lands, burning churches, slaughtering monks and nuns. And those horsemen were now close to Burgred's army and were forever harassing his forage parties. And so Burgred, weary of unending defeat, weakly agreed to every outrageous demand. And in return, he was allowed to stay as King of Mercia. But that was all. The Danes were to take his fortresses and garrison them, and they were free to take Mercian estates as they wished. And Burgred's third was to fight for the Danes if they demanded it. And Burgred, moreover, was to pay a vast price in silver for this privilege of losing his kingdom while keeping his throne. Ethelred and Alfred, having no part to play in the discussions, and seeing that their ally had collapsed like a pricked bladder, left on the second day, riding south with what remained of their army, and thus Mercia fell. First Northumbria, then Mercia. In just 2 years, half of England was gone, and the Danes were only just beginning.